Well, do you have any prayer requests for us this morning? Yeah, you have said, Brother Andy. Andy said, tell everybody that he's sorry he couldn't be here, and he's going to give his greetings. I was glad to see he was up this morning. He just wasn't doing good at all yesterday afternoon and evening. And we'll see if he does a little better and be able to come home today, possibly. And then Sister Connie, pray for her as well. She's been hurting a lot in the hospital. There's two. Any others? Let's pray for Miguel in Mexico. Young man that's with the brethren there. The Lord will give him faith and courage. And greetings to you all, everybody, in Jesus' name. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, we praise you this morning for this beautiful day. And thank you for the reminder of the resurrection when we see the sun rise and, in the east. We feel the new strength in our bones and fresh air, the breath that we get to take because of the life you have given each of us. Lord, we ask for Andy. We ask for Sister Connie, and we pray that you have mercy on them and on Miguel in Mexico. You help them and give him strength. Help him to put his confidence in you and what is real. Father, help us not to, any of us who are struggling with something that seems almost shameful or makes us feel like a child, like a baby. Help us not be afraid to acknowledge that we are but children. And Father, help us to love each other in such a way that we are not afraid of each other. Be brothers and sisters. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, let's turn to number 9. Okay. In this hymn, The Lord's My Shepherd, do you know there's a desktop there? The notes that are up above the sopranos. That is a fifth part, and I would really like somebody to volunteer. You don't have to say you're the one. Okay, very good. But that's nice. And anyone else of the ladies that can help with that desktop, we would like that. And at least on the first and the last verses would be nice. But the rest of you sopranos, just take your soprano, sing loud. If you carry your soprano, it makes the descant sound better. And young ladies, practice singing in the week. Do it. And sing really high. Make a decision to blow your imaginary pitch very high and sing way up there to exercise that voice. Get those vocal cords fine-tuned to be able to, not in a shrill screech, but to be able to sing with a keen voice those notes very high like that. And it'll be a blessing. It's good. We need you. Here's my pitch, buddy. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, what's this thing called? The whole thing. What's
scale?
Okay, no. The whole thing here. We have a, what are these lines and spaces about? What that's called? What is that called? When you make lines and spaces.
Staff.
Staff, yes, that's a staff. And now right away, what is the whole thing? The two staffs. Staves. The grand staff, yes. Okay. And what is in the, what note is in the very middle? Remember? Middle C. Yes, middle C. And then do to do. That is the, someone mentioned it before.
Scale.
There we go. So yeah, the scale, and we have the staff. And we have, where the notes are written, you always write notes on a staff. And then the grand staff has everything. Okay. Now, between each of these notes is a step. There's a step. But between mi and fa, we have what kind of step? A half step. Just a half step. And between ti and do, is that the same? Yes, it sure is. And the rest of them, between them, they are whole steps. They are steps. Step or a half step. And what is the space between the two notes called? Does anyone know?
Step.
Yeah, actually. Interval, yes. So we have an interval. Those are intervals between them. Now, do you know that there is also a half step between each note? That sometimes you have to sing in a song? Did you know that? So let's do the, just the scale right away, and then let's sing these half steps if we can, okay? Let's try that. I need you all to help me, so sometimes I don't quite do it right. It's a little tricky. And
one question.
Yes.
When we sing the half steps, what are we gonna call them?
Okay.
That's gonna be a tricky.
I was just gonna have you. I was gonna surprise you with that. But okay. No, I'll tell you since you're asking.
Right.
Thank you for asking.
No.
Do, D.
Re.
D I. Re, Re. Me, Me. No. Mi is already there, you see. Mi and fa. So fa, fi.
Yep.
Sol, si. La, li. Ti, ti. No, ti, do. You see that? Doesn't it make sense that the mi, mi, that would be already the half step, and the ti as well. So that helps you remember. Okay. Let's try this. No, we're going to go just right up doing the steps as we know them. No,
re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Again.
Do, re, mi.
Okay, let's do it again. Yeah.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
I want to hear you do low, do. Low, do.
Do.
Good. You're back down to the correct thing. Do. Okay. Let's go do, re, do.
Do, re, do.
Now you know how that feels.
Do, de, do. Do.
Beside a note, there is a sharp or a flat, and in some of those cases, you have to, like in the sharp case of the sharp, you need to sing one little half step higher on that note. And if you don't, it doesn't just throw everything off, but it sounds better. It sounds better. And a lot of times, you'll notice, you just naturally do that. It's the way the melody is written, and you naturally do it. You may be doing it, and you don't even know it. Does anyone think of an example? I should have had an example ready for you, but in our books here, there are examples of that.
I got an example.
Go for it.
There's not an easy road.
Oh, there.
It's not an easy road.
You hear that?
We are traveling to heaven, for many are the thorns on the way.
Exactly. But I think when we're going down, like, no, never mind. There's a time that we used, there's a time we use the ra, and it's like re, ra, instead. But I need to study that. But anyway, there's the half steps. And does anyone know what that scale is called when we sing all the steps?
Chromatic scale.
The chromatic scale. So, I have to skip them to say do, re, mi. Listen. Now I just have to blow the very next one to go to fa. Now skip. Skip again. Then the very next one, T. Don't want to. Okay, now. I got it. Here it is. There's your high do. Okay. So, you see that very clearly, don't you? Wait, let's do that one more time on the do. Now, I'm going to blow this and you follow. Very good. Just do this.
Red.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Nations round.
actually wrote this with John, his brother John just said. Those words, isn't it nice how we have to, you notice it's a little hard to get that, hail the heavenborn, get that word out, heavenborn, Prince of Peace. You have to really enunciate that, pronounce that carefully and quickly. And born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. What's a second birth? Another name we give to that? Did the Bible say?
Born again.
Born again, yeah. Born again, or the what birth?
Spiritual.
Old or new birth, the new birth. Let any man be in Christ is a new creature. And Jesus was born to give men second birth. That's just, I enjoy seeing this. All right. How long are we allowed to go? About time for another one. We do. We just look here. How about we go back to when all thy mercy, 23. Let's just do the notes one time through.
assignment was to think of something from last week that we could have done better. And last week I was gone hunting and I came back and it was in the evening. It had been time to eat for a while, so and my dad wasn't there. He was down at the shop. And so I went waiting to eat, and then finally when my dad came up, he said he could have used some help down there, and I, you know, should have gone down to help him, and it's good to have moral excellence.
This morning I got up late and reading my Bible and kind of reading it. I probably should have been helping Arthur do the chores. That would have been a little bit better. So that's all I thought of.
This week, I should have helped out a little bit more. Like times when there wasn't really something I was supposed to be doing, but there were might have been things here and there that needed to have been done.
I should have been more patient with my younger siblings. I tend to, if they like wreck up some of mine or throw things around my room, tend to get impatient with them.
This week, there were a few times where I should have tried harder to get along with my brothers instead of just arguing with them.
I could have been more, there's room for improvement in this area. Or less anxious and more thankful in everyday activities. It's something I'm striving for, to be less worried about things and just be more thankful.
I think I need to work on when we're in the shop working. I need to see what needs to be done and more urgently, instead of just kind of doing what I think I want to do at the moment. What's kind of more fun?
I could have a better attitude when plans change and I don't get to go somewhere and do what I wanted to do, and we had to do something else, not what I wanted to do.
I need to work on pride a little, because sometimes I want to just do things my way, and so I need to work at that.
I gotta kept a hold of my temper a little bit better this week, and let it get away from me a few times. Just need to work on it.
My dad asked me to do something this week, and I did part of it, but then somebody needed the equipment that I was using, and so I let him have it, and I never went back and finished the job. I need to be better at doing it all.
This week, I was doing a project, and I had some work to do in the garden, and I wasn't quite finished, so later I had to go and work at it.
I should have been more diligent with my chores and not just wait till later to do them.